Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 31st of July 2024. Today's topic is the works of the flesh. 1. Our text today is taken from Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Our memory verse today is taken from Galatians chapter 5 verses 16 and 17. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. It was Billy Graham who wondered that, after many thousands of years of so-called human progress, education, science and culture, we are amazed to discover that man is capable of the same old vices and sins. Mathematically, when a negative figure multiplies a positive figure, no matter its magnitude, it results in a negative figure. Such is the overpowering effect of the flesh on the natural and unregenerate life. Apostle Paul, in his letter to the believers in Galatia, reveals the clear contradiction between the life of the regenerate and unregenerate people. The one in his natural state lives to fulfill the lust of the flesh, and the other in transformed state through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ lives a life that produces good fruit by the Spirit of God. The works of the flesh connote the practical life of the sinning youth. The evil desires, insatiable lusts, and damnable practices are marks of the children of the devil. This kind of lifestyle will end in destruction. However, salvation is available for anyone who truly comes to Christ today. Quote for the day. Salvation is available. The challenge for today is, the works of the flesh are damnable. Prayer. Dear Lord, deliver me from fleshly lusts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.